This is the funky chicken. Cook the chicken. The funky chicken.
Winston Groovy singing Funky Chicken. This is Hello DS106. I've been attempting to do a few broadcasts during the headless week or headless course of DS106. So this is week three, and I suppose that the load is getting heavy. There's lots of stuff to do in DS106 at the moment. I don't suppose I'm feeling under pressure because, as God Dog says, there's apologies in DS106, so it doesn't matter. Nobody's saying you have to do things, but there's a lot going on. In week six, we've been encouraged to work on our commenting. Invited to comment and join in, look at other blog posts and do that. And I just like to yak a wee bit about some of the things that have been happening in the comment stream to me over the last couple of weeks. One of the first ones was I saw this really nice piece of art on Flickr by Stephanie last week, I think it was. And it was... It turned out it was made with this application, Blender 3D. It's a sort of chain of beads with all of the DS106 logo running through some mountains. And I popped a wee comment in there saying it was just really lovely. And I wondered if she could, you know, if it's possible to animate this. And hey, she came back and did. But the next thing she did, she described how, you know, she'd used this piece of software, Blender 3D. And I think that's one of the things about DS106, how it sort of diverts and takes you off to different strange and unusual places. I'd never used any 3D software before. I found out though from Stephanie that the price was right. This particular piece of software was free, and I downloaded it and dived in, and I was pretty much overwhelmed. I always thought I was fairly... I could pick up a piece of software and use it. I did the first... Stephanie also kindly suggested some tutorials, and I did the first one, 145-page PFD, to make a small submarine. In that, there was dozens of keyboard shortcuts, all sorts of stuff going on. Really fascinating. I'm not sure that this is the moment I'm going to take up using 3D software, but I'm really glad that I joined in that conversation and found a wee bit more. I think it's something I could come back to and something that could work in. And I also managed to get one of the daily creates out of it, because one of the daily creates following that was to draw something from an angle to throw show depth. And I was in the middle of doing this, so I just sort of spun the wireframe around a wee bit, took a screenshot, posted it, job done. If I hadn't spent probably a whole 12 hours of time in Blenheim, it would have been a win. But really interesting. Another comment, just the things you get from comments, is I posted a picture. I'm not going to tell you the comment, but Bill Smith, I posted a picture of the fridge thing, and I had some beatniks, Allen Ginsberg and some pals, Patti Smith, and people found a black and white photograph of them and put these cool cats into the fridge to chill. And Bill Smith came back with a comment that was a riff on Howl, basically. It's just great. I'm not going to read it, but I suggest I'll pop in the show notes the URL to that. But I suggest you read it because it was just great. Thanks very much, Bill. Other people in comments pushed me. Another daily create I did was an animated GIF that Pascal in the comments said, "Well, how did you do that?" So that again took me off on a wee screencasting journey. It didn't take that long, but every time you do one of these things, you get hopefully a wee bit better and learn something about it. So a big thanks to Pascal. And this is the sort of goodness you get out of DS106, the idea that people push you or ask questions or give you ideas that you take and run with, or you give ideas to people and they take and run with them. And what's great, I find, is if you pop in a comment somewhere, somebody comes back and gives you all this information. Like Pascal gave me all this information and took me off on a wee side road to 3D imaging. Or the last comment I'd like to talk on is one on Rochelle, and I posted a comment asking her about the work she's doing. She's managing to put up just an incredible amount of work into DS106. Posts are flying out, real deep, long posts with great descriptions of what she's doing. And at the same time, she's actually running, and she works for 3M, I think it is. And she's running a DS106 course on the intranet. Or what I think of as an intranet, I'm not sure the technical details, but it's a private space. And I just asked her in a short comment, I said, you know, how's it going, and how does that... One of the great things I believe about DS106 is the audience, and working in the open, and these people are not working in the open. And she came back and said, you know, it's really working, and the people feel they've had an audience, because there is this 3M, it's quite a big company, I guess. I think she said there was tens of thousands, maybe 87 springs to mind, 1,000 people involved in the company. So the people do have a sense of audience. And that kind of put me back in my heels a wee bit, because I have always automatically valued the working in the open. So I think there's a really interesting conversation to be there. But what was really nice was that Rochelle came back, and if I can find it, I probably can, just clicking through some tabs here. Yeah, she came back with a really, it was longer than most posts that I make by a good chunk of detail about what she was doing and how it was working and the way that people were taken to DS106 in this sort of large closed environment. So I mean, I think that's a really interesting conversation. I think it's one that could be taken a lot further, and it links into other things. I mentioned, I think, on a previous Chicken Cast here, that I was a bit concerned about Google+. Now, I've still been spending a lot of time in Google+, because, and this is one of my new words that I've got from DS106 and other people, is affordances word, because there's great affordances in Google+. It's very easy to use. It's easy to see what people are doing. It's easy to leave a comment. So it's really lovely. But I have been making more of an effort to try and follow the actual traditional DS106 feed WordPress blended RSS feed and comment on people's blogs, because I do believe that these are the things, this idea of having your own space and owning your own stuff and also keeping track and having a record of it are really important. And I think this links in with a couple of things I've read in Alan's blog, not one of them not particularly recently, but he was talking about, you know, I think a previous incarnation of DS106, about the difference between using very easy to use software and learning something that's a wee bit more difficult. And the example he gave was there was a assignment which is make a black and white movie. And of course, if you get an iPhone, you can download, probably for free or for a couple of bucks, you can download an app that will make a black and white movie for you. Bang, no bother. And he was kind of talking about whether, you know, what were the affordances of this, a word again, and what was good about using maybe harder to use software, but more, you can get more out of it. And again, you know, you can get an app that will make a GIF just by dropping a few files on it. And I think there's a real interesting discussion about that. What's the value of the extra work? What extra value do you get from learning the difficult software or making it slightly harder for yourself? Is it worth taking that extra step to go and fill your username and address, email address and blog address in and click in a comment form and then click remind me about the comments? Or if it's not a blog that you can get an email when somebody updates, then marking it in a delicious or pin board or whatever, is it worth going to all that bother? I think there's an interesting conversation to be had around that too. I'm sure we'll come back for that. I said I would try to do 10 minutes preparation, which I've done, 10 minutes audio, which I've gone over because it's 11:42 now, and 10 minutes post. So I'm going to chuck it now. I hope this has been useful. I'm going to just play out again with Mr. Winston Groovy from the 1970s even, and Funky Chicken. Here we go. Good night.
Now cook the chicken. Now roast the chicken. The funky chicken. The funky chicken.
Cheers.